You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Human Rights Commission is calling for a rent freeze to be implemented as part of a proposal to alleviate cost of living pressures on New Zealanders. The proposal intends to address high rental prices, as well as a growing need for renting to be recognised as a permanent housing reality for a growing number of New Zealanders. For more details on their proposal and why they believe it to be necessary, I spoke to V. Blackwood, the Human Rights Commission's Housing Inquiry Manager. I began by asking what exactly a rent freeze would look like and how it might be implemented.
Mm-hmm.
And could I begin by getting your name and your title for a sound check?
Sure. My name is V. Blackwood. I am the manager of the Human Rights Commission's Housing Inquiry. I'm also a senior human rights advisor.
What exactly would a rent freeze look like and how might it be implemented?
So a rent freeze isn't something that we haven't seen before. We saw the government implement a temporary 6-month rent freeze that's a freeze on rent increases back at the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020. At that time, they announced that they were implementing that freeze on rent increases to ease the pressure on renters. So we've seen it happen before. We know that they could do it again.
Many consider measures such as rent freezes to be sort of temporary band-aid fixes. Do you believe that either a rent freeze could work long-term or that another temporary rent freeze might have long-term positive impacts?
So a rent freeze of the kind that we're calling for is definitely not the long-term fix. You're correct that it can be seen as a band-aid on the current issues like the current cost of living crisis. What we're also calling for is that alongside a short-term rent freeze, the government immediately initiate an overhaul of the rental system in order to enable all New Zealanders to achieve their right to a decent home grounded on Te Tiriti o Waitangi. So that overhaul of the rental system needs to reevaluate what a fair rent system looks like. It could include safeguards like long-term limits on rent increases, improved tenure security, so that's longer tenancy arrangements, potentially for 5 or 10 years at a time, and more transparency about the rent that's been paid by previous tenants.
So as a short-term measure, what sorts of impacts are expected out of a short-term rent freeze, and how might this allow for more long-term measures to be put in place?
So what we're calling for is the short-term rent increase freeze alongside an immediate increase to the accommodation supplement for the lowest income households. And that would ensure that those lowest income households receive a real monetary support to meet their rental and housing costs without worrying that their rent will immediately go up because they've received extra money in the hand. And so those two together would provide some temporary relief for renters right now who are facing huge rental increases year on year while the government undertakes the overhaul for the rental system at an overarching level.
So many might say that since we've already had a rent freeze and that didn't really solve the problems, why institute another one when you could just do all of the long-term fixes now? Why is it important that in the meantime you affect those, those people's rental prices and income earning and that sort of thing?
An overhaul of the kind that we're calling for at that systemic level doesn't happen overnight. We know that it will take the government time to evaluate policy, to initiate that conversation and ensure that what they're putting in place long term isn't a knee-jerk reaction. It needs to be the right systemic overhaul, not a response urgently, because that's how bad policy gets made. In the meantime, though, we need to be able to ensure that renters on the front lines right now, facing the pointy end of rent increases, don't continue to face those rent hikes, which sees rent far outstripping their income increases or even inflation.
When it comes to the broader picture sort of cost of living crisis, How big of a role does rental price and rental increases and the stress around that play in the difficulties people are seeing now?
It plays a huge role. So what we have found in terms of data is that almost half of renters spent 30% or more of their income after tax on housing in the year that ended June 2020. Rent has also risen significantly faster than income and inflation over the past several years. So we've seen that even if you get a pay rise, that won't go anywhere near keeping up with the amount that your rent will increase.